You are listening to Real World News. Academics and representatives of Latin American social movements gathered in Rosario, Santa Fe Province, Argentina, said that there is an urgent need to redefine regional production models based on the use of chemical inputs so that the populations can live in a dignified and healthy way. This is one of the main conclusions of the first Latin American Congress on Socio-Environmental Health and the second meeting of Doctors of Spray Peoples, held from April the 28th to the 30th in Rosario. The activity was organized by the academics in charge of socio-environmental health at the Medical Sciences School of the National University of Rosario, the Environmentalist Forum of Paraná, and the Center of Protection of Nature of Santa Fe. The call to the event made reference, among other things, to a model of organization of societies and production processes imposed to us as growth, development, progress, with which they are bringing pollutant production models to our Latin America. The general coordinator of the event, Dr. Damian Perseñasi, said to Real World Radio, "It is clear that there is an urgent need to discuss and redefine Latin American production models and what is the model of life and system we want. Some say that it has to be a life for those who can't afford it, but we say that it has to be a life with the same rights for all," said Perseñasi in an interview with Pablo Valenzuela, Real World Radio's correspondent in Paraguay and present at the event in Rosario. The Argentinian doctor is in charge of the subject socio-environmental health at the National University of Rosario. He said that the unity of environmental activists and academics is fundamental. There are still differences between the university and the social movement, and that is something we are trying to end with this Congress, he said. The struggles of the social movements and universities will at some point become the struggles of citizens and human beings that want to live in a dignified way, he added. Around 300 people from over 10 countries participated in the first Latin American Congress on Socio-Environmental Health and the second meeting of Doctors of Spray Peoples. There will be a second meeting in May 2013. The reality in Latin America responds to the pattern of world economic powers to clean their territories at the expenses of our diseases, said Perseñasi. Perseñasi also said that 4 years ago, the Medical Sciences School of the National University of Rosario made the political decision to become a resistance center. In terms of the second meeting to take place in 2013, Perseñasi proposed that academics and social movements continue working in local and regional fora to build knowledge and strengthen the struggles in favor of life.
You are listening to Real World News.